She knows what everything's about, and when anybody doubts her or sings songs without her, well, she's just so
You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya with Maya's Mix. Today we are going to be taking a walk together down memory lane, getting to dip our toes back into a bunch of other themes that I've had in the past. I have now had 61 different themes for music for the past shows. Since, for those of you who aren't familiar with Maya's Mix, the way it works is that usually the way my show works is I will have a particular theme of a concept, and it will I'll be able to, based on the suggestions from you listeners, I'll be able to play songs that have that word or concept in the title or in the lyrics of the songs. So there have been many different topics. Last week, for example, was summer, and we've had women and men and the sun and sweet and cities, green, everything you can think of. So basically, what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to be playing songs that I didn't get a chance to play during my last shows, because I always have such a full playlist of potential songs, especially songs that you all have suggested, you listeners. I love getting the feedback from, the ideas from listeners. So I haven't always had time to squeeze it all in. I have an hour to an hour and a half here. So what I've done is I've gathered up all those songs that I didn't get a chance to squeeze into my past shows, and I'm going to get to highlight them here on the show today. So I'm excited to be able to take a walk down. We're going to get to eat the leftovers together, and the leftovers are tasty, trust me. So, for example, right now, the song you're hearing is Fortunate Fool by Jack Johnson. And it was suggested originally by Lori Holtquist when I was doing the theme of the letter F, as in Fortunate Fool, February 26, 2010. And I didn't play it then, but I wanted to, so now we get to hear it. So let's dive in and hear some other songs too. I'm going to start off with a song that I was going to play for my train theme, and this was back more than a year ago, July 17th, 2009, when the theme was trains. So this is History Train by Paul Simon.
That starry eyed, oh, oh, we were satisfied. Oh, and I remember misinformation followers like a plague. Time to time, if the plans were changed. Oh, 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 if the plans were changed. You can beat us with wires, you can beat us with chains. You can run out your rules, but you know you can't outrun a history train. seen a glorious day.
By the way. call you flow like a seed of water. Faith and mustard.
One very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, do I take that girl? 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 I thought to myself, what could that mean? Am I going crazy? Or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere. So it's all in my head. And then I heard her say, one more time. Hot flames of fire roaring at my back as she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, 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 take that girl, yeah, it's all yours. Spill that wine, baby, spill, baby, spill, spill.
The song that we're hearing right now is called Sister Ritual, and it's Scott Huckabee, who's actually a local artist. It's from his album called Peace Dance. And I had this on the playlist for my sister's theme, obviously, in June this year, since it's called Sister Ritual. Beautiful music. Before this song, we heard Spill the Wine. That was Eric Burden and War. And that song was suggested by Leah McKinney. And the song, obviously, I was going to play for my drinks theme. And that was in October of last year. Yeah. And the song before that was Seed of Wonder. That was Jessica Hoop. And you might wonder what that would be. What would Seed of Wonder, what theme would that fall under? And that was actually in the Unclassifiable theme, the show that I did where it was great songs that I really like, but I just couldn't come up with a theme that united any of them in terms of the words used in the titles or the lyrics. So I ended up not playing that one instead for that show, which was in November of last year. I played Jessica Hoop's song, Life Within Life. I was torn between the two, so I went with that one. And now I get to feature this one, Seed of Wonder. And we start off with History Train by Paul Simon, and that was from the Trains theme more than a year ago now that it's September. It was in July of 2009. And we're now in September, if you can believe it. It seems like time flies. It definitely still feels like summer, though, here in Ashland. So here on Maya's Mix, if you're just tuning in, what I'm doing is I'm able to go through and revisit a bunch of the themes that I've done in the past that I've had a lot of fun putting together. It's been really fun to think of the range of different songs and themes that I can feature on this show. And if you have any ideas, then feel free to email me, maya@kskq.org. And if you want to see the full playlists of these themes that I'm getting to highlight today, and you want to see all the other songs that I did get a chance to play, then you can go to kskq.org/maya, and it will give you a chance to look through all the past shows, all 61 of them, and to listen to the recordings and see the lists of songs that you listeners have helped to brainstorm. So let's move on and hit some other themes that we're going to get to hear some other songs that I wanted to play then. This next one is from October of last year, and it was October 30th that I did the show, and can you guess what the theme was? It was Halloween. And that theme, Sarah Kowalski, a listener, she helped me. I was trying to think of what can I specifically feature this month, and she helped me realize that I could just do the general theme of Halloween, since there are so many great sub-themes within that that have songs that are worth hearing. So this one I didn't get a chance to play, but I certainly enjoy it. This is Haunt Me. And the artist is Aiden.
Thank you. are too risk averse. You've traded in your faults for something worse. But they've withstood, I knew they always would, until I tried to make you go away.
every day just to drive to my baby. Throw them 10 sixpence each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
Magic Paws!
You're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya's Mix, and the song that you just heard is Magic Bus, and that was The Who. That song was suggested by Mark Mezidorian and Ed Keller back in January of this year when I was brainstorming songs that had anything to do with automobiles. And so that was certainly appropriate, but I didn't have time to play it, so now we get to hear it today. And the song before that was Chains and Things. It was B.B. King, and that song was suggested by Lynn Gates, who is unfortunately not feeling good today, so I certainly hope that she gets better soon. And that song was played for my theme of pairs, which was November of last year. So I ended up playing a bunch of songs, Cross-Eyed and Painless by Talking Heads, Sprout and Bean by Joanna Newsom, Hide and Seek, Caviar and Chitlins, Swords and Falconry, Kind and Generous, Night and Day. So the Chains and Things didn't quite make it that time, so we got to hear B.B. King share it with us today. Before that was a short Portuguese hymn called O Lua. It was Cristina Tati, and it was a song that I'd wanted to play for the foreign languages theme, which was one of the first ones I did back in June of 2009. And during that show, which you can still hear on the blog online if you want to check it out at kskq.org/maya, you'll see that I ended up pulling together a list of songs that featured all sorts of different languages. It was, French and German, Spanish, Italian and Romanian, Icelandic, Japanese, Danish, what else? There was a, what was the one? Hindi. So a very fun mix of different languages. So this one, the Portuguese, we got to hear today, Cristina Tati. And then we start off with Haunt Me by Aiden, and that song was suggested by Sarah Kowalski, and it was certainly appropriate for the Halloween theme. So today I'm getting to take a stroll back through a bunch of different themes I've done in the past and highlighting songs that didn't quite make it. I wasn't able to squeeze in for the last show, so we're getting to hear them today instead. McGuire Industries Engineering is a proud supporter of KSKQ LP 94.9 FM in Ashland, Oregon, providing communications engineering, solid-state lighting, consultation services, and more. You can contact Mike McGuire at 541-201-8777, or you can email engineering@ashlandhome.net. So KSKQ thanks McGuire Engineering for supporting community radio. And now we are going to keep on moving. And this next song, it was on my playlist for three different shows, and it didn't quite make it, just couldn't squeeze it in for any of them. So you'll hear in the title, it could have been in my green show, Pears, as in this and that, like the Chains and Things we just heard, or Fruit. So can you guess what it is? No, you probably can't. The name of the song is Apple Green and Charcoal Gray. And this is Vanessa Peters.
Thank you. Shack on the south side of the town, on the wrong side of the tracks. Sometimes on the way into town, we'd say, "Mama, can we stop and give her a ride?" Sometimes we did, but her hands flew from her side. Wild-eyed, crazy Mary. Parsons' place, the old blue car we used to race, a little country store with a sign tacked to the side, said no L-O-I-T-E-R-I-N-G-A loud. Underneath that sign always congregated quite a crowd. Drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it, pass it, pass it around. One night, thunder cracked, Mercy backed outside her windowsill. Dreamed I was flying high above the trees, over the hills, looked down into the house of Mary. Marable pond, newspaper covered walls, and Mary rising up above it all. morning on the way into town. Saw some skid marks and followed them around. Over the curb, through the fields, into the house of Mary. That what you fear the most could meet you halfway. That what you fear the most could meet you halfway. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it around. Take a bottle, drink it down, pass it down, pass it around. Pass it down. Pass it, pass it around.
Talking about sunrise, in the middle of the night. Cold tracing on the subway, that air gone stale, wrapped in a shallow. They start to stretch around us. As the train started down the track, friends all closing bars and stumbling for dying stars, and they're all just a little too tired to say. Yeah.
Magic Woman. That's Santana. And the song was suggested by Crystal Hannon back at the beginning of August when the theme that I featured was women and men. So that was appropriate, Black Magic Woman. The song before that was Blue and Sudden, and that was 10 Mile Tide. And that song was suggested by Trevor Thomas when we were brainstorming blue songs for the theme. Wait, so when was that? I think I'm getting my dates mixed up. When did I do blue? I did blue earlier this month. I did women and men this month too, didn't I? Well, anyway, I'm losing track. It all gets jumbled. But when I did the blue theme, which wasn't long ago, Trevor suggested that one. And Trevor is also a producer here at KSKQ. You can hear his show, which is incredibly creative, and he's very talented as a host. His show is called The Alternative Show, and it plays on Tuesdays at 7 p.m., and then also the rerun is on Sundays at 8 p.m. And he wanted me to tell you something. He wanted me to tell you that he thinks cars are cool. No, actually, that's my quote. He collects fun little cars on his desk, and so I just had to. It's a private joke. Okay. Anyway, so the song that you heard before that was what did we hear? Crazy Mary. It was Pearl Jam, and they were doing the cover, and it was from the album Sweet Relief, a benefit for Victoria Williams. And I had that on the list for my show back in July of 2009 for Female Names. When I was listening to it just now, I realized that it could have also been on the drinks theme, since one of the main lyrics in the song is, "Take a bottle, drink it down." So that would have been appropriate too. And the song we start off with was Apple Green and Charcoal Gray by Vanessa Peters. And as I mentioned before the set, it would fit for the green theme, which was March of this year, or for the pears, This and That, which is from November of last year, or for fruit, which was this June. Then as I was listening to it, I also realized that it fit into quite a few others, because she was giving reference to going to Canada, which would fit the international theme. And then she was going to pack up in her little blue car, and blue and car have both been themes. And then she mentioned that she don't remember you, and you was another theme. So once you start really listening to the lyrics, and now that I've done 61 different topics, a lot of these are eligible for numerous categories here. So you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. This is Maya's Mix, and I'm going to go over time since we have some other great songs to play, and I'm going to get to keep sharing some more songs with you that give us a chance to go back through the songs of past themes. And I realized when I was thinking, how do I identify this the show? And I'm calling it Leftovers, which I don't know if how appetizing that sounds. But I realized it is kind of like a potluck, since I'm not the one who thought of all these. It was you guys, you listeners, who gave me the ideas for these. And I get those ideas on my Facebook page, and you're welcome to join Maya's Mix on Facebook. Just look that up, and you'll be able to be part of the brainstorming. I will share the theme coming up for a show, and then you guys get to think of what songs are appropriate for the theme that I will tell you. And so right now, I have been brainstorming the theme that I'm going to be doing next week, which is going to be a fun, we're going to get to look at or listen to songs that are all about clothing. So shoes and jackets and, skirts and bikinis, all that. So I already have a great list from people from the Facebook page. But if you have any ideas of songs that would be appropriate for that theme, feel free to email me, maya@kskq.org. And tune in next week, September 10th, Friday, September 10th, to hear the grand masterpiece that we cook up from all those different ideas. Okay, so let's move on to the next set, because I realized back in September 2009, I realized recently that the show that I did back then, which was highlighting different jobs, all the different professions, and the songs that mention all the different fields of work, I had a technical difficulty back then, and I wasn't able to play the last set that I had. And so I realized that this is a great opportunity to play them now. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be listening to a number of the songs. And here's one.
I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for.
It's a fun one. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I wanted to at least highlight a clip of it because it's so fun. This is David Allen Coe, and the name of the song is Take This Job and Shove It.
I ain't working here no more.
It was suggested by Anjali Altman and Jane Wongan and Ian Dock. And so, working in the factory. So this will get us in the mood for this upcoming set. We're going to start off with a song that I wanted to play by Bonnie Prince Billy, and it was suggested by Sarah Kowalski. The name of the song is Work Hard, Play Hard. So thank you, David Allen Coe. Take this job and shove it. So that was fun. So let's move on to Work Hard, Play Hard. Here we go.
Oh, the grass corn coming down, you did the same. In the name of glory, filth, and fame, things are going okay. Yeah, we're fine, a little puppy love makes a day. Once in the morning, once at night. Outside where we lie, when another one comes, will we go tonight into the sun? So the couple knew, well, times like that's the only thing to do. Once in the morning, once at night.
I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah.
Beautiful and stone. Playing kiss covers, beautiful.
heavy metal drummer. That was Wilco. And that's certainly a profession that you could pursue. That song was originally suggested by Mark Mazadorian during the Jobs theme that I had. September 11th, 2009 is when I played it, and I didn't get a chance to play this set. So, and I just got to see Mark, who is an angel, and it was really wonderful seeing him, and he obviously has good taste in music. Before that song was I Shot the Sheriff. That was Bob Marley. That song was suggested by Jessica McFarland Walton. And before that was Dr. Blind. It was Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton. And I actually just slipped that one in. I played a different song by that by Emily and the Soft Skeleton during that show in September. I played The Maid Needs a Maid, and it was so hard for me to decide between the two since they were both quite fitting for the theme. At the time, I played The Maid Needs a Maid, so now I just get to play Dr. Blind. And before that was Work Hard, Play Hard by Bonnie Prince Billy, a song suggested by Sarah Kowalski. So that was the set of songs that I didn't get to play, and finally I get to share them with you, the set of Jobs songs. The other one was The People in Your Neighborhood by the Sesame Street cast that Derek Keevil had suggested, but I was able to play that on the air in November for the unclassifiable theme that I had, since that one was, it worked for that theme. So I am playing a bunch of different themes that you might have heard some of these shows or maybe not. But the next one I'm going to do, because we're going to do one more set before we wrap it up, and we're going to get to go to the... I'll give you a hint. So we're going to be playing... four more songs in this set, and then it'll be the grand finale, which is a grand finale, let me tell you. It's a fabulous song we're going to be hearing at the end. But in this next set, we're going to hear a song that would fit in the international theme, Sun, You, and Cities. And so for the geography one, so this next song is Jerusalem by Kara Luft. And I have done three different shows that would, three different segments of the geography theme. The first one was almost, you know, it was almost exactly a year ago. It was August 21st, 2009. I did the first one, which was songs that feature states. So I did California Dreamin', Mississippi, what was the other one? Carolina on My Mind, a bunch of others. And then after that, in September of that year, I did the second installment of Geography, and I covered songs that featured basically city and town references in our own country, so domestic city. So it was New York, New York, Tupelo Honey, Graceland, a bunch of other good ones. And then the third installment of Geography was done in February of this year, and it was we went a little wider and we did global locations, moved out of the United States, and it was a mix of cities and countries and all sorts of different locations across the globe. So I did Land Down Under, Stockholm, Istanbul, not Constantinople, London Skies, Guns of Brixton, Tokyo Eye, China Girl, Kathmandu, Amazon, Mesopotamia. Yeah, so if you want to hear those songs yourself, then you can go to kskq.org/Maya and go to the global locations of February 5th, 2010, and you'll be able to hear that show. A song I didn't get to include in it due to not enough time was this song called Jerusalem by Kara Luft. So let's hear it now. Thank you.
take me to Jerusalem. Let me fall down on my knees and kiss the ground of the holy ones I seek. I want to know that I believe. And when I get there, I will weep upon your walls. I'll wipe my tears over them all. 'Cause there's no easy way to say, I know I've lost my way. I've been calling in the night. Help me forgive the things I did. I lost my light within, and I'm burning up inside. Come choose me when you walk upon the sea. Even though I'll sink too deep, my faith is lowly and my limbs are weak. Still I need favor shown on me. And if I wash ashore upon this rising tide, kiss me from the light outside. And these winds of change are blowing right through me. I'm
summer love stood still like a staggering well for so long you could hear
the song of spiders strumming fiber
calling her to the web. My river sits in ebb, the little one
peace, peace like a river
in the dark until it hits the floor singing come on baby, come on child, call your flow like a
seed of wonder, faith and mustard.
Dear old man. Well, maybe they were victims of what was expected of them. It was just before the dawning of the new sex revolution, and maybe they thought marriage was the proper thing to do, and in reality they probably just wanted to screw, yeah. All the things you do when you wanna screw, stupid things that you do. Well, sometimes I feel a product of a loveless interaction, and I feel my heart was swallowed somewhere in the last transaction, 'cause I saw the death of love between my parents and their families, and that really tore me up inside. I was just 6 years old, but I believe in love. Protect your innocence, don't give in to be.
We just heard a song called Analysis of a 1970s Divorce. It was David Dondero, and it was a song that I had wanted to play back in January this year for my theme covering years, all the different references to years. And listening to the lyrics, I certainly heard that it could have been appropriate for the theme of mothers and fathers, too, since that was what he was talking about. And the song before that was Honey Honey by Feist, and that would have been appropriate for my sweet theme back in May of 2009. I think that was the second show that I did of the sweet stuff. And there was a little technical difficulty, and you heard a little clip of another song right before it. But the song, the full song before that was Island in the Sun by Weezer. And that song was suggested by Dan Kraut and Derek Kievel back in June of last year when I was doing a theme about sun and sunshine. And we started off with Jerusalem by Kara Luft, appropriate for the international theme. So right now you're listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. And it has been a lot of fun walking down memory lane with you here on Maya's Mix today, and getting to remember all these different themes that I've done in the past, all these different rich ideas of songs that you've helped me brainstorm for all of these. So like I said before, if you have any ideas for songs for the theme next week, which is going to be clothing, all sorts of any songs that you know of that have titles or lyrics that mention any articles of clothing, then feel free to email them to me, maya@kskq.org. And you're going to be listening to Carson's show next with Latitude 42, and he's going to start at 4 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. We'll see what creative stuff he has to share with us today. And then after that show, there is going to be the Cupo Jazz is at 6 o'clock. Then the Latin Alternative is at 7. Fungal Junk is at 8. That's with Brandon. And then at 9 o'clock is the Friday Night Reggae Dub Experience with DJ Rob. So that's the lineup that you're going to get to hear as you keep continuing to listen to the station today. So I'm going to, I was excited about this last song that I'm going to play, and I'm actually going to play you a couple little clips before the grand finale, the climax of this whole show. I saw this, I know where I heard it. I heard a little clip of it on Morning Edition on NPR earlier this week, or last week, and it was, what were they talking about? It was something, they were talking about some issue with grocery stores. Can't remember the exact, I think they were talking about Trader Joe's. That's it. It was about Trader Joe's. And so I heard a little clip of the song, and I thought it was so much fun. I was like, I want to hear the whole song. So I Googled it, and I ended up finding the video of it online. And So it's set to the tune of Aguas de Marzo, or Waters of March, in other words. And this song was originally composed, it was a Brazilian song, originally composed by Antonio Carlos Jobim. And he then ended up writing the English version as well, Waters of March. And so, okay, let me play it for you, because you know it. It was actually in 2001 named the all-time best Brazilian song in a poll of Brazilian journalists and musicians and artists. I know you'll know it. Here's the original version that was done in Portuguese.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho, é o resto de toco.
So do you remember this song? This one is being sung by Elis Regina and Antonio Carlos Jobim. Okay, so you know that tune. So it was also, so Waters of March, I have a great version that I like. Let me find it here. That was from the Red Hot in Rio album, done by David Byrne and Marissa Monte. Let's see. Let me find it for you. Because I want to play you a clip of that one, too, so you can hear the English version. Okay, so here's David Byrne and Marissa Monte. Let me play this one. Oopsies. Okay.
The end of the road. It's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass. It's a life. It's the sun. It is night. It is death. It's a trap. It's a gun.
So their version is actually a mix of both Portuguese and English. But really, the fun of it is that it's a list. The lyrics, as you can tell, it's a whole list of different things. So, a creative artist, his name is Carl Willett. He ended up doing a version of it that celebrates Trader Joe's. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with Trader Joe's. Some of you are totally pro, some are not so pro. I personally love Trader Joe's stores, and it would be fun to have one locally, I think, as long as it didn't put any local businesses out of business. Trader Joe's is particular in terms of I think for those of you who've been to them, you'll have a little bit more appreciation of this upcoming song. Carl Willett, he made this one, and there's a video of it. Check YouTube, because you can actually see the visuals of the things that he's referencing. He's a video commercial guy. He made the dancing Hershey's Kisses in the early 90s and stuff. And you're getting to hear some mopping too. So Carson is mopping the floor here. conscientious about keeping the studio as clean as possible, and we all benefit from it. Okay, but anyway, so back to Trader Joe's. Okay, so what I got a kick out of is the fact that this song could be appropriate for many different themes, since let me tell you, the themes that you're going to hear here that would have been appropriate for my past shows, it mentions booze and coffee, juice and soy milk, so it totally could have been in my drinks theme. It also mentions numbers and fruit, such as bananas, grapes, and lime. The letter F, cars, since it mentions cars in the parking lot. Dogs, it mentions dog food. Jobs, since there's checker, employee, workers. These are the references in the lyrics that I'm referring to. It mentions moms. It mentions birds. Well, chickens, at least. Fruit and the sun, well, sunflower seeds, sugar, since it mentions sweet and ice cream, and then, or the lower body, because it mentions a particular product for a particular specific body part reference that I'm not going to say right now, but you'll hear it in the song. So anyway, I'm giving you a long spiel, but basically it's to get you prepped for this climax of the Trader Joe's song that is going to conclude this song, this whole mix, Maya's Mix show. So tune in next week and keep listening after this song for some more song clips that I've wanted to play in past shows. And then at 4 o'clock, you're going to get to hear Carson. So here's the Trader Joe's song. Okay, sorry for the delay. Okay. Yes, okay. You are going to get to hear this, I promise.
It's milk, it's bread, it's the stuff on your list. It's the strange little snacks you end up buying instead. It's nuts, it's pills, it's peas, it's the peanut butter made of sunflower seeds. It's a box of soup, it's a bell from a boat. It's yogurt made from the milk of a goat. A bottle of juice with a crazy name. 10 kinds of soy milk that all taste the same. A $2 wine that tastes like four. All your favorite stuff they don't have any more. It's the cashews flavored with chili and lime. It's the bunch of bananas you buy one at a time. It's the stuff that's organic and the stuff that's not. It's the cars that won't fit in the parking lot. It's the bottled water they keep by the door. It's the ginger soy dressing they don't have any more. A snort, a sniff, a gourd, a snack. It's the apple juice that's addictive as crack. It's cilantro pizza, it's organic lox. 4 Fuji apples in a plastic box. It's all the new products that come and go. The exact same sample 5 days in a row. It's mint-flavored dog food, it's an ear from a pig. It's your morning coffee in a cup this big. A handle that rips on a paper sack. That checker you like, who'll never be back. It's the plastic grapes hanging over the wine. It's the guy with 12 items in the 10-item line. The electronic field that stops your cart. The blackboard's covered with employee art. It's a ball of ice cream that's covered with flour. It's the shelves that are empty by the dinner hour. It's the beautiful moms in their yoga clothes. It's our favorite place, it's that store, Trader Joe's. It's the cage-free eggs that aren't free-range. It's the canned corn label that they never change. It's the cereal shaped like a little man. It's those great tomatoes for just $1 a can. It's 5 different flavors of lemonade. It's dried bull penises done up in a braid. It's the organic sugar that just won't pour. It's the aged Gouda cheese they don't have anymore. It's cylindrical salmon, it's pills that fizz. It's aloe chunk juice, whatever that is. It's the information that nobody reads. It's a small watermelon without any seeds. It's the oldies music they always play. It's the guy who says, put that camera away. It's the workers who smoke in the back of the store. It's that guy, Trader Joe, who's not there anymore. It's the manager who asks you to go. It's our favorite place. It's that store, Trader Joe's.